Well, I would like to welcome everyone to the Meet the Candidates meeting tonight. I was hoping for a few more faces, but hopefully, if they couldn't come tonight, they'll be able to access the recording on the District 4 website as we are recording. So I would love to say thank you to Nancy Peacock, Brenda Graham, and Donna Monaco for trying to get the best slate to present to you for your new District 4 board. And as you saw in emails that came out, we still are looking for a shining face for Area 3. If you're in Area 3 and you know someone, the only criteria is they have to have been club president. And if you've been area director before, you're eligible to do it again. So if you're sitting here and you didn't know that, those three shining faces at the top of your screen, Brenda, Nancy, and Donna, would be loved to get a message in the chat. So now I'll pass it over to our nominating committee chair for District 4, Nancy Peacock.
Great. Thanks, Jane. Well, again, thanks to Donna and to Brenda. They've been a great team to work with, and we hope to continue our work in the upcoming year. Couple things we just want to go over with you before we get started. The format for tonight's meeting will be that each candidate will have the opportunity to speak. The governor and lieutenant governor will have 3 minutes. All others will have 2 minutes to speak. What you will see is Donna is up on the top there. When the candidate has 30 seconds left to speak, she will flash up a yellow card. When the person's time is up, a red card will be flashed. The candidate can finish the sentence, but that'll be it, and then we'll be cut off, and Jane will be putting them on mute. So please be very conscious of the time. What I would, Jane had already mentioned, unfortunately, we did not get, and we tried very hard to get Area 3 director. So if there's still anybody out there, we're ready to listen. Just to give you a little bit of an idea, we started our work back in the fall of 2024. We did a number of seminars reaching out to presidents, area directors. We also put a lot of information in the e-news. And what we're going to be doing is you heard this session is going to be recorded. There'll be another message coming out on the e-news, and it will connect to our website so they can view this recording. So, what I would like to do is, I want to thank every one of the candidates on your nomination. Thank you very much for stepping forward. And we, as I said, we actively went out, we talked to all of the presidents, and your names were provided to us. And so we all wish you the best of luck. So, with that, no further ado, we want to get started. And we're going to start with the nominee for governor, and that is Farah Lateef. So, Farah.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Thank you, Jane. And so lovely to see everyone virtually. I was thinking that I've met a lot of you in person. And if I haven't had the opportunity, I would love to meet you in person, either at the District 4 conference in September, or if there's anything exciting happening at your club, please do let me know. I'd love to come by. So, those who I haven't met before, a little about me. I'm a member of Zonta Club of Toronto. I joined Zonta in 2005, so almost 20 years, 2 decades of service to Zonta, and I loved every minute of it. I had the privilege of serving as the club president for Zonta 2020 to 22. Middle of the pandemic, not an easy time to serve as a club president, as a lot of you might know. And I also served as the district service committee member during the same time, which gave me a little bit of a privilege to see how the district works and also how the international district and the club. So it was a great experience for me to learn and grow within the framework of Zonta. Following that, 2022 to 2024, I served as the Area 2 director. And currently serving as the Lieutenant Governor and the District Membership Chair. So, what I learned from there is that the saying that you hear a lot, we are a small but mighty organization. Zonta is not a well-known brand out there, but we are very strong. We make a difference. Each and every one of us make a difference in the community that we live and work in, and also globally. So it is important, the work we do. And as a governor, I want to move that forward as part of the district leadership team. I've had great privilege to work with previous governors. I've learned a lot from them. What amazing leaders they're trailblazers in my mind. So it's a big shoe to fill, but definitely you have my commitment that I will put my all my efforts into doing the best that I can. Couple of areas of challenge that I've observed, even as a lieutenant governor, that all of you might have already know about is the membership. It's not just about gaining new members, but also retention. So I've done a lot of work with international membership this year that gave me an exposure to know where the organization is going forward. And I would like to bring that momentum to the district as well. The other area that we talked about a lot was the Zonta spirit. So there you go. Thank you, everyone. And look forward to serving as the governor.
Daria, thank you. Now on to Lieutenant Governor, and we have two nominees for Lieutenant Governor. And first is going to be Diane Balaban. Diane?
Governor Jane, Lieutenant Governor Faria, and District 4 members, thank you all for being here this evening. I am truly honored to stand before you as a candidate for the District 4 Lieutenant Governor. I have been a proud member of the Zonta Club of Olean, New York for the last 18 years. Over these years, I have
You'll
held
need to unlock.
numerous. I'm sorry. Oh, I heard something. I'm sorry. Over these years, I have held numerous positions at both the club and district levels. Within my club, I have served in various leadership roles, and I am humbled to have been recognized as Zonchin of the Year a number of times. As Area 5 Director, I was given the opportunity to visit many clubs within the district. This experience greatly expanded my understanding of how different clubs operate across the district. Serving as chair for the D4 2021 conference was enlightening, as it provided insight into the extensive planning and knowledge required to run a successful conference. My role as nominating chair allowed me to connect with many District 4 members and encourage them to become part of this great, rewarding leadership team. Currently, I am a member of the D4 Zonta Foundation for Women Committee. In this role, I encourage clubs to support the vital work of the foundation, which has deepened my appreciation for the importance of our international organization. I have attended many District 4 conferences, NATOMs, and convention. Through these experiences, I have met, been inspired by, and increased my knowledge from Zonchins from all area of Zonta International. Being a member of Zonta is truly rewarding. It has given me a greater awareness of both local and international issues facing women today. As an organization, we continue to grow, build, and remain strong as we address these challenges. Every member in our district plays a vital role in building a better world for women and girls. Let me share just a little bit of information about me. I'm retired from the educational field, as well from our local hospital where I worked as a registration clerk in the emergency department. I taught Sunday school for a number of years. I have two wonderful sons. One is an English teacher and his wife is a doctor. The other is an officer and pilot in the US Air Force, and his wife is a neonatal nurse. I have been blessed with seven grandchildren who give me great joy. I want to thank you for your time. I look forward to the opportunity to serve and work with you in the next biennium as your District 4 Lieutenant Governor. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Just a reminder, if you're not going to be speaking, if you could put yourself on mute, that would be greatly appreciated. And our next candidate for Lieutenant Governor is Rosie Pepola. And Rosie, it's your turn to speak.
Good evening and thank you, distinguished guests, district board, delegates, presidents, and fellow Zonchans. I'm Rosie Papalea, current District 4 Area 5 Director, and I'm honored to be a candidate for the Lieutenant Governor role for the 26-28 biennium. The role of Lieutenant Governor is to assist the Governor of the district and perform the duties set by the Governor. The Lieutenant Governor also serves as a membership chair, and we can all agree that right now we need more people in our mission. Women are witnessing status, equality, and freedoms being encroached globally, locally, and daily. And here in our district that borders the US and Canada, we're seeing a direct pressure being exerted on our networks and friends. We're feeling any forward movement and progress for women's rights stunted. Equality and equity for women and girls has a long way to go. Again, early in my career as a video producer and editor, and as a woman in a predominantly male role, I experienced great frustration that comes with social inequity. I used to arrive at a business to shoot commercial footage, and it was typical for a male client to ask, "Where's the guy?" With the camera. Witness his confusion when I said, "I'm the guy," and then set to proving that I was just as good, if not better, than any guy at my job. Now, while my struggle has abated and I have changed roles and I am known as a leader in my field, I think about how I have two daughters who are young adult women, and honestly, I'm scared for what could happen to their futures in our political climate. But this is our time in history to pursue solidarity. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "A woman is like a tea bag. You can't tell how strong she is until you put her in hot water." Well, Zonta, we're in hot water, and it's time to pour our mission out in front of other people, and we need to advocate correctly in a bipartisan and stable way for women's rights as human rights. In my 18 years with Zonta, I've attended two international conventions, multiple district conferences and summits, and I've seen that common thread in yearning for change. As area director, I've been learning more about the struggles of our clubs. I have mission-based objectives I would like to implement to recruit more women and men. Focused on our district's future, I want to be a resource for our membership committees, lend my enthusiasm, ideas, and what I've learned in my Zonta journey to support the coordination of successful recruitment events to create clubs and help support our Zonta leaders. Eleanor Roosevelt had a lot of great quotes. She also said, "With the new day comes new strength and new thoughts." So it is with our biennium, an infusion of new leaders every 2 years that we rotate in our new thoughts and strengths in our district roles to be inspired and energize our mission with growth, and together we can build a better world for women and girls. Thank you.
Rosie, thank you very much. Now we're going to move on to the position of treasurer. And this is Jill Colburn, who is currently serving as the District 4 treasurer and is seeking a second term. Jill?
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm very happy to be with you this evening to stand as a candidate for the position of District 4 Treasurer. As was said, my name is Jill Colburn, and I am deeply committed to the mission of Zonta, working to build a better world for women and girls. I am a 25-year member of the Zonta Club of Jamestown. Professionally, I bring over 20 years of experience in accounting and business management with a strong track record of managing budgets, ensuring financial accountability, and overseeing complex financial operations. My experience includes accounting and bookkeeping for many businesses, auditing of nonprofit organizations, and tax preparation for individuals and businesses. I've also served as finance director of multiple organizations. At the district and club levels, I've had the privilege of serving in many leadership roles. I am the current District 4 Treasurer and was the District 4 Treasurer for two biennia, serving from 2008 to 2012. Within my own club, I've served as president, director, and chair of many committees. I just completed 4 years as club treasurer, where I gained a full understanding of the district and international reporting requirements for club treasurers. So please love and appreciate your treasurers. They do a lot of work behind the scenes to keep your clubs running. Looking toward the new biennium, my focus will continue to be on transparency, integrity, and fiscal responsibility. I am committed to ensuring that our financial resources are managed efficiently to support our mission. As treasurer, I will work diligently to maintain accurate financial records, provide timely reporting, and very importantly, to support our club treasurers. Thank you for considering me as your next district treasurer. I look forward to working alongside all of you to further our important work. Thank you.
Jill, thank you very much. And at this point, we're going to move on to the area directors. So, Brenda, I'm going to ask you at this point to introduce those nominees.
Thank you very much, Nancy. Welcome, everyone. I'm excited tonight to share our candidates for the area directors. We currently have five areas, although great conversation has happened about area three. So I won't repeat too much about it other than to say, if you know somebody, we're ready to listen to it. So, first of all, I'd like to call on our candidate for area one, Chris Fletcher.
Good evening, everyone. Just a little bit about me and my background. So, I've been a Zonta member for 39 years, and I'm a member of the Zonta Club of Kitchener-Waterloo. I've held several club officer positions, including president, board director, secretary, and most recently as club treasurer. I've also worked on several committees and currently am the chair of the Communications Committee and a member of the KW Club's International Women's Day event. At the district level, Daisy Waters inspired me to first start working with the D4 board, and I served as district parliamentarian at that time. And that's so long ago, I don't remember the actual time frame when she was the governor of the district. I also served as an awards committee chair when the Young Women in Public Affairs Award was first established. I then took a long break and I returned to the district parliamentary role at the request of Joanne Raymond in 2004. So I've been the district parliamentarian for 11 years. I have worked with several governors and area directors over these years, and I'm very familiar with D4 board operations, organizational structure, including the process to incorporation, goal, priority setting, and bylaws. I have proven that I am adaptable to different leadership styles and willing to put in the work to achieve success. It is, however, time for me to step up to a different leadership role and take on the position of area director. Why? Why would I do this? Well, I'm committed to Zonta's tagline, Build a Better World for Women and Girls, and I believe that this provides more focus for Zonta International, D4, and district clubs. I have knowledge and experience that I can share with other clubs. I am interested to learn more about other clubs' activities in the area and support them in their endeavors. I want to work with the other area directors to ensure the success of D4. Last, Zonta's success is important to me. Thanks for the opportunity to serve.
Great. Thank you so much, Chris. I'd now look for our Area 2 candidate, Trish Mongeon. Trish, you're on.
Thanks so much. So you can read about me in the application and the bio that I submitted, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about where I've my Zonta journey. I've actually been a member of two different Zonta clubs, Hamilton 2, which as president I had the privilege of closing down, and Zonta Hamilton 1 that I had the privilege of being the president during COVID. Both were, certainly tested every ability I had for leadership, and I think I came out of the other end pretty well, as did all of our members. So, that's something that I would be drawing on as Area 2 director. And I have to say that when I was president, I really enjoyed the opportunity to get together with the other presidents and sometimes the vice presidents in our area. And then to get together with everyone at a retreat from right across the district, all those area people. It was absolutely wonderful because we had an opportunity to exchange ideas and to support one another, and always had a great director who was there, bolstering us up and being there to do whatever she needed to do to make our lives easier as presidents. And that's exactly what I want to do. That's the type of leadership I want to be able to, be that that link to the D4 board, as well as, take everything back from the board and take everything from the board to the members, so to the presidents. I just really am looking forward to getting back kind of in the trenches after being the conference chair. I took a little bit of a step back, and this is a great way for me to get back in and just really be able to connect with all those people who are in our district and in Area 2.
Great. Thanks so much, Trish. So Area 3, as we mentioned, we currently don't have a candidate. Area 4, our candidate is Angela LaPaglia. Angela, I'm not sure that I see you on the call. I believe she might not be able to attend tonight. So we'll carry on. And then our candidate for Area 5 is Eileen Healy. Eileen, you're on.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm a member of the Santa Club of Jamestown. Now, how did I get involved in Santa? Well, I heard stories about the Santa Club of Jamestown, all good, from my sister Ellen, who was a member, board member, and then president of the club. The mission and the service projects called to me. During that time, however, I was actively involved with the New York State United Teachers Union as and a local treasurer and a state director. After my time as state director ended, I attended a Zanta meeting, liked what I heard and saw, and joined my sister as a member of the Zanta Club of Jamestown. Excuse me. I've met many women, many compassionate, like-minded sisters in the club. I've been a member of Zanta for 10 years. I've held positions on the Jamestown board for 9 of those 10 years, and most recently as president. I have a difficult time completely giving things up. I am still involved with the NYSET union. I serve on a 3-county local retiree council and a state delegate. And now my time on the Zanta Club with the Zanta Club of Jamestown board has come to an end. It's time to move on and become involved in a new way. And for me, that's on the District Service Committee and as an Area 5 director. I would like to work with clubs to find ways to grow their membership, help them with their strategic plans to ensure they align with the D4s and Zanta International's plans, increase public knowledge, oops, about what Zanta is and who we are. And there are so many wonderful projects taking place in all the clubs we could share and begin to maybe make one of somebody else's yours, or turn it into something your group could do. Together, we can make this a better world for women and girls. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, Eileen. And Nancy, back over to you.
Okay, and now, last but not least, we have the nominees for the nominating committee. And this is something I know the three of us totally enjoyed. So, with that, I am going to announce our first candidate, which is Cheryl Gruber. Cheryl?
Good evening, everyone. I'm a member of the Zonta Club of Warren and have been a member for 22 years. I joined Zonta initially because of the action for service and advocacy for women and girls in the need, and also the fact that Zonta is international. I have held all of the possible club officer positions, some of them more than once, and also I've been on the board. When I was asked to step up to be the service chair at the district level, that was not my first intent. I thought I would try district, but try as a committee member. But I have a hard time saying no. And when Sheena asked me to be chair, I did take it. I found that there is so much support. You make friends, you learn, you have some fun. Right now, I'm also a member of the committee for the Foundation for Women. But as a nominating committee member, what I would hope to do is talk individually to members, but also to connect with the clubs via meetings, through the summits, through conference, emailing the president, the e-news. We have so many talented members within our clubs and leaders in their own fields. I'd like to encourage members to really think about exploring the different leadership positions, not only at the district level, but also within their clubs, because there is a description of all the leadership positions where the responsibilities and the clubs for, so you know what you're expected to do. I'd ask members if they were interested in even thinking about it, or if they know someone in their club who might be thinking about it. There's so much support. I would really like to ask members to think about their Zonta spirit. What can you do to help your club, district, as we move forward to make a world better for women and girls? But I'd also like to borrow from what Lori Robinson is going to do at convention and say, I would like to ask members to think, why me? Why not me in a leadership position? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Now we're going to move on to Marnie Pickett. Marnie?
Thank you, Nancy, and good evening, everyone. I'm honored to be considered as a candidate for the nominating committee for the district. I have been a member of Zonta for 37 years and serving in the Hamilton 2 Club first, well, split between those two clubs, Hamilton 2, and now member of the Zonta Club of Oakville. My background is an accountant, so I've been treasurer for many years, as well as president for the clubs. Anyways, as already been pointed out, all those are listed in my bio in the call to conference. I guess I do want to say, as a member of 37 years, I do want to see our district grow and thrive. As been noted by others, you know, membership, we're struggling a bit with retaining members, getting new members. So I do have a deep desire to make sure we are succeeding in succession planning for the district, gaining newer members onto the district board. I've been involved with the district organizations committee since 2008. So I feel like I've gotten a good exposure to committees and have gotten to know and a lot of the members across the district, and feel that I would be successful in reaching out to clubs, and whether that be attending club meetings or president meetings, and just identifying members that would be interested in furthering their leadership with the district. So I am very very interested in, as I said, making sure that the district is successful in continuing to be a impactful organization. So that's it. And I just thank you, everybody, for considering me as a nominating committee candidate.
Marnie, thank you very much. And last but not least, we have Heidi Salva. Heidi was not able to join us tonight, but she did send us a statement, which, Donna, you will be reading. Donna?
Thank you, Nancy. Hello, all. I am deeply sorry I cannot be with you for this Zoom meeting. I come from a background of education, retiring from a career as a teacher, principal, director, and instructional coach. I'm excited to serve on the nominating committee because I know how important succession planning is to an organization. To continue to build a better world for women and girls, we must nurture and support leadership from within. Taking on duties is a wonderful way to learn and expand our skill sets. Many people do not explore leadership roles without a bit of a nudge from someone who believes in them. By exploring a new role, we give ourselves an opportunity to work with dedicated women who are risk takers and collaborators. This often leads to lifelong friendships and relationships. I was fortunate to have a nucleus of women with whom I worked that forged a great network and friendship and moved the school district forward through our combined efforts. My hope is that by serving on this committee, I can help District 4 move forward to provide new and exciting prospects for women within our communities who will lead us well into the next biennium.
Thank you, Donna. One of the things that I do want to mention is the nominating committee has the responsibility for identifying candidates within the district, but also working with Zonta International in looking at potential candidates at the international level. And we were able to have a couple candidates whose names have been moved off to the international. So we'll see how all that fares out. I'd like again to congratulate all the nominees. As you can see, that we have a lot of experience here, a lot of enthusiasm and passion. So I wish you all the best of luck on your candidacy. And you know, we'll see what happens for 2026-28. And at this point, I do want to mention one other thing. This was kind of like phase one of what the nominating committee would be doing. Phase two is we're going to be working more locally with clubs, kind of trying to iron out some maybe standard protocols for nominations, see what's working, what's not working at the club level. And also, you know, how do we begin to address succession planning within those nominations? So with that, I will turn it back over to Jane. She's got a number of additional items to talk to you about. And then if there's any questions after that, we'll be happy to answer it. Jane?
Okay. Well, thank you all candidates for presenting. It brings back wonderful memories of mine. And I wish you all the best. A few dates to remember coming up. This is the first of a few online meetings. So the next one, for those of you attending that know you have a first timer coming to conference, we have a meeting September 8th at 6 p.m. When people registered for conference, they were supposed to tell us they were first timers, but in case they didn't, if you know someone that is, it wouldn't hurt to email me. And the same evening, September 8th, we're doing delegate training at 7 p.m. That will involve information for people voting online. So even if you've asked a club to carry your proxy, I know many of you are still able, if they can, or you're a member of your club, vote online because it's done ahead of the conference. And then your proxy club will do the in-person voting. And then electronic voting will be done through Election Buddy. And that's from September 16th to September 19th. The delegates and the online people will get an email. It's very easy to follow. It will take you probably at least a minute to complete it. So any delegates that are here, those are important dates. You receive them in an email. They should or will be on our website. And the Zoom links will be sent and made visible in the website. And the e-news probably isn't going to come out by then, but you delegates may well get another email from me with that Zoom link. So we'll make sure everyone has it. And last but not least, we have a very special person joining our meeting to meet our candidates for the next biennium. And that's Leah Batista. Leah, can you just say hi so everyone sees your shining face and know who to expect at the conference?
Hi, everybody. It's my pleasure to be joining you tonight and listening to the speech of the candidates. I'm looking forward to attending your district conference next month. Thank you, Jane.
Thanks, Leah. And for everyone, Leah is 7 in the morning for her, so she looks pretty bright and shining to start her day. Okay, does anyone have any questions?
Jane, it's Kristen Gordon. I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
For the September 8th trainings, will that be the same Zoom link or will they be two separate ones?
Probably the same one. And then I'll just fire it out to everybody. And then you can come in early or whatever, you know, if you want to see what the first timers are hearing. And I have to look at the list. If I only have a couple first timers, I don't know if we'll have an, you know, we might just make that half an hour meeting or something. So stay tuned.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Oh, yay, Jeanette. Well, you're a first timer. First timers at conference, attending conference is usually what we mean by that. So they don't get lost, so they know what's going to happen. But you're welcome to join the Zoom.
I got it. I thought it was for the online voting
No, the
instruction.
online that would be the delegate one that's at 7 the same night, that would be a good idea.
Okay, but I should attend since I could do the online voting. Okay, perfect.
Any other questions? Is everyone awake?
Jane, do you want to just go over briefly in regards to the voting, who the delegates, excuse me, who the delegates will be voting for?
Okay. So, as a delegate, you will be voting for the governor, for a lieutenant governor, and your area director, and the nominating committee. And the nominating committee, the one with the highest number of votes, will become the nominating committee chair. And treasurer, I forgot. Oh, how could I forget treasurer? Everyone votes for treasurer too. Secretaries are appointed, parliamentarians are appointed.
Jane, I have a question. I received the email about this call. Will that be the same gr email group? Because Kathy is actually president, but that's the week she'll be out of town because her husband's having surgery. So it would probably be better if I was still on the email so that I would be able to vote for our club.
Okay, so you'll be the online voting person for Orchard Park, Hamburg Orchard Park?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, awesome. I'll put that in. I think I had asked Judy that question, but or no, I don't know if I asked you that question if you could be the online, but maybe not. I was really going to the some of the other ones I hadn't heard of at all. Okay, so you'll do the online. Perfect. And you will get an invitation.
Okay, thank you.
Any other concerns, questions of anybody? Well, we're going to have a wonderful D4 conference. And if you haven't registered, it might just still be possible. So it's not too late. But not for many more hours, because we have to put in the numbers for meals. But we're going to have an awesome speaker. We're going to have fun on Friday night. We've got a good program planned. Some of us are going to the Shaw Festival. So it's going to be fun. Even if we're not big numbers, we're going to have a heck of a time. So those of you that are coming, bring your shining, smiling face. And can't wait to see you live in September. And there we go. Sheena says registration is open till 11:55 tonight. So if you know your best friend in Zonta hasn't signed up yet, send them a message. The hours are slim. And I crossed the border numerous times in the last two months without an issue. And we're nice Canadians, so don't worry. I don't think in the town of Thorold in St. Catharines anyone would abuse your vehicle. Chris.
If somebody wants to register after registration closes, they will have to get a hold of one of the co-chairs in order to be able to do that. We will still try and get you registered, but we're going to close down the actual registration sites.
Yeah. And the co-chairs are Chris Fletcher and Julie Brown. And if you can't find them, you can find me. My email is the easiest of all to remember. I see Jane. Like if you're looking at me on the screen right now, I see Jane. Not C as in carrot, but C to look. And I'm in my optometry office right now, but all my diplomas and kids' pictures are blurred. So that's why it's icjane@gmail.com. Okay, well, unless there's any more concerns or questions, I'll let you go enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. And good luck to all the candidates.
Or maybe our
I'm
Wednesday
excited.
evening.
What's that?
Maybe our Wednesday evening. You said Thursday.
Oh, it is Wednesday. I think I'm just hoping it's Thursday because I'm off on Fridays. Woo-hoo. Wednesday evening. I don't know what's on TV. I don't get a chance to watch, but the results of America's Got Talent, that's it. Okay, everyone, thanks for coming. Thanks to Nancy and her committee. Thanks to all the candidates. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you, Leah, for joining
Thank you
us.
very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank
Bye.
you.
Bye.